That's the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. Eric, let's talk about cold weather. We've finally gotten it, and it seems to be here for a while.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I looked at this map from weather.gov. It kind of shows where all the U.S. weather hazards are. And basically, it's painted all sorts of colors right up and down the mid part of the country. And it's all thanks to this Alberta Clipper that's going through. And it's deepening pretty quickly as it goes over the Great Lakes. So it's bringing some snow to Minnesota, snow to Wisconsin, some snow to UP of Michigan, some snow to the Dakotas. And, you know, it's about that time of year that they typically get snow, although our last few falls have been quite warm. So maybe it feels a little strange. But what's interesting is that the front of that thing is draping to the south. It's not going to pick up enough Gulf moisture to make any precip until it gets to our east. And so this will be another round of rain that's going to go through the eastern Corn Belt, a little bit east of Illinois, but in the eastern Corn Belt. And so they're having a little bit of trouble, you know, getting that crop out because it's just been too wet. And what's interesting is what's kicking this thing off is kind of the bigger feature we have to talk about. And what that is that sitting over eastern Canada, north and east of the Great Lakes, we have got this kind of blocked up pattern, it's a little bit blocked up, where we have a deep low there in the upper levels. And basically each time a little what we call shortwave trough goes around the base of that low, what it does is it comes through and brings another chance at developing a little Alberta Clipper. So I got three of these things lined up for us in the next about 8 days. And the one that's coming through today, no precip for Illinois. It's going to be drier in the kind of the western Corn Belt. And then the one that's coming through after the weekend, that one's going to go real quick right along the Canadian border. Then a third one next Thursday, and that's going to hit the eastern Corn Belt again. So, you know, we're delayed in corn right now, and we've got some short-term weather stresses that are going to be keeping cold shots of air coming through and changes for precip, especially in that eastern Corn Belt. So, yeah, lots to talk about right there, but that's what I'm seeing in the short term.
So a more normal fall than we've had in the past, I take it.
Yeah, and that's what's kind of funny because a normal fall right now to us feels really cold. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things that we just have kind of lost our weather memory. But yeah, and I'll tell you this, I don't see it kind of relenting through at least the next 6 weeks. There seems to be a pretty consistent pattern, at least the way that the kind of teleconnections work with the weather patterns that are going on mainly in the Pacific and in the North Atlantic, which just says maybe we favor, you know, a broader trough feature across most of the Corn Belt getting us through, you know, the very beginning of winter. So I don't see us warming back up, you know, for any long time period for a while.
Now let's turn your attention a bit to warmer climes, South America. What do you see there?
Yeah, so the thing that we've really seen established over the last couple of weeks, really the last 10 days, is what we call the South American Convergence Zone. And basically, that's going to bring precipitation to those regions that are needing, which is really the eastern growing regions and the northern half of Mato Grosso. So those are some pretty big producing areas. Now, the other thing that's happened is that over the next 3 to 4 days, those southern growing regions are going to get slammed with precipitation. And so this is, they're having a little bit of a trouble with their crop, you know, getting it in some places too dry and other places way too wet. So the thing I do see in the longer run is that while the northern regions are getting a little bit wetter, which is good for them, after the big rains that are coming through the southern growing regions of Brazil, they are going to get a chance to dry out, I think, over the next couple of weeks. So I think overall that's favorable. Certainly the markets are not reacting too much to that news because it's kind of been out maybe for a day or so that's what the weather's setting up to do down there. But still, I think what we're doing here is we're doing a lot of things in the early season that are going to limit Brazil from having another, you know, record-smashing crop like they had last year.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.